There's a pasuk in the Shira in Parshas Beshalach when Klal Yisrael is singing the Shira on Kriyas Yamsuf. There's a pasuk that says, "Ekeli v'yanvehu elokei ovi v'aroyim menhu." It's a Kabbalah. It's an interesting pasuk from the whole Shira that Klal Yisrael reached such a madrega from singing the Zekeli that they made a Kabbalah of v'yanvehu. The Targum Unculus translates v'yanvehu that it means avno le mikdasho, which means we will build for HaKadosh Baruch Hu a Beis HaMikdash. It's interesting how this Beis HaMikdash comes into the Shira, especially since there's another pasuk later on in the Shira that talks about the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Hirsch in the Chumash explains that it doesn't mean the Beis HaMikdash mamish. The Anvehu means, the literal translation, Lefi the Targum, means Neve means a mokoy menucha bikvius. They will makabel as follows, that they will make themselves into a Beis HaMikdash. They came to a madrega where they saw the Zekeli. They saw the Yeshua that Klal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for them. It wasn't only a Yeshua HaKlal. It was on Kol Prat, Vayehi Lili Shua. They saw how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach on each and every one of them, Ba'ofen Prati. Besides seeing the godless of the Yad HaChazok of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Chavivus, they were taken care of even through the Kriyas Yamsuf. Chazal bring down all the Nisim for the children, for the young people, the old people. Everyone had exactly what they need. Through the whole Kriyas Yamsuf, there was water, good water coming out to drink, fruits growing out of the side of the walls that were set up for them. But Akoponim, they came to such a madrega of chavivus. They wanted to be mekusher and dovek to Hashem, so they made a kabbalah of Yanvehu that his lashon kol havayosi v'chayai will be to be magdil kovet shemayim, to bring a hakor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be a mokoim for the Hashroas Hashchina. That was the Kabbalah. In this week's parasha, we have the Mishkan, and this is the Yesod of the Mishkan, it's the mokoim for Hashroas Hashchina. But what brings the Shechina? What is it that's the Iker in the Mishkan, which brings the Hashroas Hashchina? I heard from Rabbi Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, the Rosh Yeshiva of Ber Yankov, a few times, that he used to say as follows: the Mishnah in the end of the first parak of Kalim says, Eser Kedushos. Eretz Yisrael is Kadosh from all the other lands in the world. And in Eretz Yisrael itself, you have the Ayores Hamukofas Choyma that have more Kedusha than Yerushalayim. And the Mishnah lists each one of the 10 Kedushas and how they're more Mekudosh from the one before it. We come into Yerushalayim and then the Harabayas, the Azora. And in the Azora, there's different levels of the Ezras Noshim, the Ezras Koyanim. You get to the Heichel, the Kodesh, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim is number 10. She'ein nichnas l'shom elokoyin godl b'yom ha'kipurim. So said the Moshe Shmuel, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself, if we would want to pinpoint where in this small room is the Mokrim Achim HaKodesh? Let's go weiter. Let's continue in this room. So it says, HaKodesh Baruch Hu Asher between the Shnei Kruvim. V'nei Adati L'cho Shom. That's where HaKodesh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu on top of the Oren between the Shnei Kruvim. So if we would know what this Kruvim is about, we would have the side of the Dover that brings the Shekhinah. So he would say the Balatum says in Parshas Truma on the pasuk V'yasisa Shnayim Kruvim. What were the Kruvim? There are many different pshatim in the Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Bachai, V'oid have an Arichos Gedoyla. What did they represent? The Kruvim. But what does the Balaturim say? K'moy Shnei Chaverim Shenoisim V'noisnim B'divrei Torah. Basically, it's a chavrusa shaft. Two yeshiva bocherim, two yungalite, two balabatim, sitting, chaverim, and learning bechavrusa. That's it. They were sitting and learning bechavrusa. The Chasam Sofer adds that the Porshei Knafayim at the head of each kruv was connected to an ois shin. It looked like a shin. There were two shins on top, which stands for sos. Sosa noichi al imrosecho. They were learning besimcha. That is where the Shechina is. Such a moirid bekazach. There's so much going on in the world. Every single place in this world and the whole planet. And sometimes, like on a Friday afternoon, I think, there are two bachurim sitting in the corner of the Beis Medrash. Nothing else is going on. Learning bechavrusa. So much going on outside, everywhere else. But where's the Shechina? Right now, where's the Eibishta? Right there. By a chavrusa shaft, where there's Torah. When a person learns Torah, that is what brings the Shechina to him, to his house. That's the mokum for Hashruas HaShechina. And the Kli Yoker says that all the Ramazim in the Mishkan is coming to be merames how the Shechina is shoyer in each and every Yid. Like it's Yadua from the Al-Sheikh, that it says in this week's parasha, V'osu l'migdosh v'shochanti b'soichom. It doesn't say b'soichoi, it says b'soichom. B'soich kol echod ve'echod. When we represent what the Mishkan is with the Torah, that's what brings Hashruas HaShechina. That's what's mevuah from this Moirid Kabbalah Turim. And be'etzem, if one would look at the Bach in Hilchas Birchas HaTorah Siman Mem Zayin, the famous Bach on Birchas HaTorah is mevuah midvorov. That was a person who learns Torah Lishmo, that's where the Shechina is. He makes himself an heichol LaKadosh Baruch Hu. A heichol LaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when he's not, which that's how he learns Pshat in the Gemara, Shaloi Birchu BaTorah Tchila, that's what brought the Churban, because the Shechina cannot be connected Lamato. In the back to the Shira, the Taitch of Aroi Mimenu, Rav Hirsch goes weiter, and he says, Aroi Mimenu means, we have already a Kabbalah from our Ovois, about the Eibishter, about Kovod Shemayim, Hakora in Hashem, we're makir from the Eibishter. Aroi Mimenu means, I will be Meroinim him even bigger and bigger. Koldor Vidor builds and goes weiter, and makes more mekoymos for Hashuras Hashchino, bringing down more hakorah of Hakadosh Baruch Hu and more kovet shemayim. Now, how is this possible? How could we be making a more Hashuras Hashchino than there was till now? Than the previous day is so much greater. But the answer is as follows. There's a story they say over from one of the Belz, the Rebbe's, Rabbi Yeshua Mibelz, the middle of the Rebbe. That he was once traveling on a train, and there was a train, I don't remember where it was exactly, and the Hasidim told him that soon the train is going to go through a deep, deep tunnel. They dug a new tunnel, very, very deep, and it was like one of the deepest ones, the first time they ever dug it to such a place, and it was a sight to go through this train, and the Belz Rebbe kept asking, are we coming to the tunnel? And he asked, well, tell me when we're coming to the tunnel. And the Hasidim were bewildered. Finally, they said, Ot, Rebbe, it's right here. They went into the tunnel, a dark tunnel. And the Rebbe, Rabbi Shubi Belz, he stood up and he screamed, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And he said, Kriya Shema. And afterward, he told the Hasidim, he wanted to be Mekabel Oil Malcha Shemaim in a place where it never was miskabel before. He was bringing the Eibishter into new nooks and crannies and dark places that were never there before. Rabbeisai, that's the avoida of kol dor, of our dor. Each dor has its nisyonos, which get greater and greater. Nisyonos in Olam Hazeh, shver nisyonos in Inyani Kedusha, in Inyani Mamonos, in all areas that didn't exist before. There were deep, darker tunnels that we have, that our Avisenu HaKadoshim never had to go through. And that's the process of the Dor. Each Dor is more and more. And we're Mekabel learning Torah in difficult places, in difficult times, with so much going on in our lives. And we manage to keep ourselves Kadosh and to bring Kedusha into our homes. That's the V'anveihu, which is Niskayim V'anveihu Bo'ofen Shel Elekei Ovi V'aroi Mimenu. We're more Meroimim. We're bringing Mekoimos of Hashroas Hashchina to places and times and different nooks and crannies that it never existed. That in Mamish never existed. The Shechina is getting deeper and spreading all over. That's what's Niskayim with the V'aroi Mimenu. And kol echod ve'echod shetaka bizoiche to be a mokoim dovok, that the Shechina is shoyresham, to be dovok to the Shechina. The Yehudim should have a good Gebenst the Shabbos.